So, did you have fun last night?
What do you mean? Oh, sorry, mate. I didn't mean to wake you up.
Oh, you didn't. I made her a nice cup of tea this morning when you were sleeping. Nice girl.
Yeah, Lauren was all right, wasn't she? Definitely one for the future.
Laura.
What? Laura who?
Her name was Laura, not Lauren.
Right. Yeah, I knew that. Laura. Very nice girl.
Oh, there was a call for you last night.
Oh, it weren't Spliff, was it?
Spliff?
Our foreman. He's 6'8", so we call him Spliff, because he's always high. Get it?
No, it wasn't Spliff, it was Ben.
Ben? My lad? Oh, bugger, I missed him. What'd he say?
Just to say he called. I didn't know you had a son.
Damn. Nah, his mum took him to live in the States, just to get him easy. I bet he's missing his old dad. You know, I bet you miss your dad too, don't you?
Well, I never knew him, so not really.
But you must be curious.
No, not really.
So, never tried to trace him then?
No, but even if I wanted to, how could I?
Right, yeah, you don't know his name or nothing, do you? Fair enough. Right, I've got to get myself ready.
So what are you up to today?
Work. We've got to get a block wall ready for rendering for Monday, so just putting capings on. Perfect for hangover.
Sounds good.
And you?
I'm studying. I've got to plan my TMA and do an online activity today. I'm 2 days behind my schedule because of that cold, so I really need to catch up.
2 days? Oh, matey.
Actually, I wondered if you wanted to go out for a drink sometime. But not to that pub.
You want to go for a drink? Yeah. I mean, sure. Wherever. You didn't like the draft? I know. I don't think they clean the pipes.
Oh, it was fine. There's this new bar that's just opened up down the road and I just thought it looked fun.
Yeah, that's the spirit. You're getting into this student thing, aren't you? When this Lauren calls, I think I'm free this evening, if you'd like to check with my secretary.
Great. Meet you back here and we can walk down?
Okay, matey. You couldn't dig out some Alka-Seltzer from that drawer by the cutlery, could you?
I'm going to miss you, love. 3 weeks does sound like a very long time.
Oh, Mum, I've been away for years, and now you get upset when I go away for a few weeks.
You have no idea how much your mother worries about you. Anyway, here's some money to get something for the children.
Dad, Mum and I bought loads of little presents.
Well, take them out. I would do something nice.
Okay. Thanks, Dad. That's really generous.
So you've got the hotel details and everything?
Yes, Mum. I've got everything. It's strange staying in a hotel, but I think it's for the best. Anyway, the kids will have fun jumping on the beds, and there's a lovely pool.
Yes. Think of the positives, darling. And you can tell when I'm on Skype, so just call whenever.
I will, my wonderful, clever Mum.
Oh, and I'd noticed you've forgotten your books. You've got a TMA due in January, don't forget, so I've packed them all here for you.
Oh, Mum, there's a weight limit on the plane. I've got that OU Anywhere app on my iPad anyway. And I've got 27 hours on the plane each way, so I can surely write an essay in that time.
Well, okay. Which essay is it anyway?
Oh, something about winners and losers. I can certainly talk about that at great length.
The white zone is for loading.
Well, love, keep focused on everything.
This is nice, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's not a pub, is it?
Here, let me get you a drink. What do you want?
Stella, then. Pint thereof.
One Stella, please, and a bottle of Beck's.
So, Jack the Lad, good to see you getting into the student lifestyle. It's a student bar, then. You seem very well dressed.
No, just a bar.
Well, that was the worst Christmas party I have ever been to. The worst.
That vodka luge was lethal. What possessed us? What was I thinking, snogging Gary like that? Oh, it makes me feel even more sick.
Oh, my head hurts. Have you got any painkillers?
Here, I'm on it. 2 paracetamol, 2 ibuprofen, 1 packet of salt and vinegar crisps, and 1 Diet Coke. Oh, and jelly babies for sugar.
Oh, thank you. You're such a good friend. But I think I'm going to die.
Oh, Nisha. Look, we'll get through today. Go home, have a hot bath and bed. You'll be fine tomorrow.
I think it was just a release of all that stress. And Mum going on about me being at home for Christmas because my cousin Emil is coming round. Oh, mine so much, but he just goes on and on about his boring job and how much money he earns.
Oh, you did need a few drinks.
I'm so glad I got that assignment in. Now I'm going to be really good and not ever get behind again.
Yeah, right. Like you're never going to drink again?
Well, we have to be realistic. Oh, my head.
Yeah, there is that. Okay, look. I'm going to find out what the other gossip is, and I'll bring you a nice cup of tea back.
Thanks, Soaps. And if you see Gary, say hi for me.
Ugh, don't start.